Chapter 3. In the Workhouse. Dickens wanted his readers to be angry about the terrible conditions for poor children like Oliver Twist. In his private life, Charles was happily married to Catherine now, and they had their first son. Catherine's young sister Mary, only 17, often stayed with the family. But then something terrible happened. One evening, after a trip to the theatre, Mary became ill. She died a few hours later in Charles's arms. He later wrote in a letter, "I have lost the dearest friend." He wore Mary's ring for the rest of his life. He remembered her, too, through a few female characters in his novels who were young, beautiful, and good. It is no surprise that his next book was not all happy. In fact, Dickens wanted to write Oliver Twist because he felt strongly about the country's poor. He wanted to show what life was like for thousands of people in cities like London. He wanted to write about one of the city's biggest problems, crime. London was growing fast, and there wasn't work for everybody. More and more people without food or money chose a life of crime. Dickens also wanted to write about another problem for the country's poor. When he was a reporter in Parliament in 1834, he took notes on the new Poor Law. Under this law, poor people without jobs could only receive money if they went to a workhouse. These places were like prisons for the poor. Men, women, boys and girls lived and worked in different parts of the building. They had to wear special clothes and live in difficult, dirty conditions. Like many people, Dickens hated the new poor law and he hated the workhouses. He wrote a report for a magazine about conditions in a real workhouse. Then he decided to write a story about a boy who is born in a workhouse. The story begins when a young woman is found in the street on a cold, wet night. She has walked a long way and is very tired. She is taken to the local workhouse and she has a baby there. As soon as the boy is born, the poor young mother dies. Mr. Bumble, the head of the workhouse, names the boy Oliver Twist. Oliver was the first child who was a main character in an English novel. The first part of the book tells us about the young orphan's unhappy life in the workhouse. Dickens wanted his readers to be angry about the terrible conditions for poor children like Oliver Twist. For example, workhouses saved money by giving the people there only small amounts of cheap food. Dickens showed this in one of the most famous scenes in English literature. The boys in the workhouse are given just one bowl of gruel for one of their meals. They know that they must have more food. Somebody must ask for more, and Oliver is chosen. The boy is 9 years old. "Please, sir, I want some more," from Oliver Twist. As usual, the boys cleaned their bowls quickly. Then they all began to speak quietly, looking nervously at Oliver. The boy was afraid, but he was hungry too. Slowly he stood up and walked towards the front of the room. He had his bowl and spoon in his hands. He walked towards the fat man by the big pot of gruel.
"Please, sir, I want some more," said Oliver.
The fat man with the big spoon could not believe his ears. His two assistants could not believe their ears. Nobody ever asked for more. The man spoke at last.
"What?" he said quietly.
"Please, sir," replied Oliver, "I want some more."
This time, the man hit Oliver on the head with the spoon and then held the boy's arms. He began to shout for Mr. Bumble. Soon, everyone in the workhouse has heard the terrible news. Oliver Twist has asked for more. Oliver is sent away from the workhouse and he begins his adventures. Running off to London, he meets another boy, Jack Dawkins. Jack takes Oliver through the dirty, narrow streets to see an old man with a beard and untidy red hair. The old man, Fagin, seems kind to Oliver at first, but Fagin has a dark secret. He prepares boys for a life of crime. Every day, Jack Dawkins and the others go out onto the streets of London and steal from people. The young thieves bring everything back to Fagin. Great Dickens characters. Fagin. Fagin does not seem a bad man at first. When we first see him, he is cooking food for a group of boys. But we learn that Fagin is really only interested in money. He hides a box of rings, gold watches, and other expensive things. Every night, he takes the box out and looks greedily at these pretty things. Oliver does not become a criminal, but he has many exciting adventures. He meets the frightening Bill Sykes, a dangerous criminal who steals from people's houses. Bill's girlfriend, Nancy, is kind to Oliver and tries to help him. The novel has a terrible murder, and it has a mystery too. Who is Mr. Monks? What does Monks know about Oliver's real family history? Of course, Dickens gives the reader answers to all of these questions, and he gives Oliver a happy ending. The first part of Oliver Twist was published in the year Victoria became queen at the age of 18. She was still queen when Dickens died. Oliver Twist and Dickens' other novels give us an important picture of life in Victorian England, the good and the bad. Like Pickwick Papers, Oliver Twist was very popular. Some people did not like the way that it showed the lives of criminals. In their opinion, the street crime in Oliver Twist seemed too exciting. But most readers understood Dickens' purpose, and the two biggest criminals, Fagin and Bill Sykes, are both dead by the end of the book. A few readers were not happy about the character of Nancy because she continues to love the terrible Bill Sykes. Dickens wrote defending this character and her love for Sykes.